And I suppose most urgently, we want to hear what the condition of the county is like following Storm Isha. Blowing through lots of power outages, lots of issues to do with trees down from early yesterday when it was a pretty severe wind from early on right throughout the day, and then kind of hit by a second wave yesterday afternoon as the orange alert kicked in. But what is it like out and about there this morning? With me on the line, we've got Eoghan O'Shea, Communications Officer with Kerry County Council, and Sean Scannell, Area Manager for Kerry with ESB Networks. Eoghan, I'll start with you. The daylight's here. I know your crews couldn't go out during the orange warning last night in the darkness and the severe winds, but what's it like this morning to your knowledge?
Well, obviously the storm has passed now, Gerry, but the clean-up operation is still very much underway because when the orange warning or alert came into effect at about 5 o'clock yesterday evening, we had to stand down crews because it was too dangerous really to be out, and obviously darkness was falling at that time, so many of the issues couldn't be attended to at that time. But interestingly, from about 12 noon yesterday, there were calls coming in and there were issues arising, and that was even before the orange alert had come into effect. And there was a fairly significant response from council staff to deal with fallen trees. A lot of other issues as well, including, you know, a lot of issues with signage and hoarding falling or blowing onto roads. There were issues with slates coming off roofs in the likes of Tralee and Killorglin, and pretty hazardous conditions generally. I think on a par with some of the worst storms we've seen over recent years. And over the course of yesterday afternoon and evening, we received about 150 calls on various incidents around the county to our emergency line. But as I said, it will only be around now or over the next hour or two that a lot of the outstanding issues will be addressed. But there aren't any significant blockages or obstructions on main roads around the county, thankfully, this morning. But a lot of significant damage done yesterday evening and overnight.
Certainly was, and I know, like, the issue was it was from early on, and we'll talk about the power in a moment with Sean, but that thankfully we had no serious injuries. Eoghan, we've a number of people killed across the country in stormy conditions, but it didn't happen in Kerry, but there was quite a bit of disruption and quite a number of trees down across the county yesterday.
There was. Worst affected areas seem to have been Tralee and Killarney. Tralee town in particular was particularly badly affected. Killarney also. There were trees down and branches down causing obstructions on many roads. And in the early part of the afternoon yesterday, a lot of those issues were cleared and dealt with. And even around 3 or 4 o'clock where I was yesterday evening, the winds were really whipping up and it was very intense. But there was a call made by the council come about 5 o'clock to stand crews down. There were a lot of there'll be a lot of issues, I'd say, throughout the day as well, because even though it is calmer, it is blustery, there are heavy showers, and it may only be over the next couple of hours that there's still obstructions or issues emerging. And I know that obviously council staff will assist the ESB where they can to access any power lines or poles that have been knocked or affected. But very much the message from Moshe this morning is though the worst of the storm has passed, you should still travel with care and take it easy, because it's likely there will still be issues cropping up, particularly on regional and minor roads, which will be cleared if they're brought to our attention over the course of the day.
Okay, stay with me on the line with Sean Scannell, Area Manager for Kerry with ESB Network. Sean, a lot of crews out there, a lot of power outages right across the county.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. That's right. Like Eoghan was saying, we seem to experience the outages a bit earlier than they predicted in the orange warning. From noon yesterday, we were experiencing power issues in the southern half of the county. At the peak of the outages yesterday, Gerry, we had approximately 14,500 customers out in Kerry alone. Luckily, we managed to get a significant number of those customers restored before night fell. As of this morning, we still have 8,500 customers out. Like I said, we do have a lot of crews on the road. We had them on the road since early this morning. Our primary focus this morning is to assess the damage to the network and to make sure that the network is safe. In some cases, that may involve switching out the network if a piece of line is on the ground. So our primary focus this morning is assessing the damage. We are working on restoring supply as quickly and as safely as we can. At the moment, the reports in, the reports back that I have of areas that we're working on restoring supplies at the Fossa area outside Killarney, the Kinmare to Sneem area, we're working on that at the moment, and we're also working on the Ratmore to Kinnegulla area and Lyra Crumpon in Northern Kerry. So we're actively working on faults in those areas, and we hope to get supply restored to those early today.
Yeah, those are some of the major areas around 2,000 below power in Ratmore, 1,400 in Kinmare.
Yes.
But 2,500 in Killarney, Fernford, 800 in Milltown. Were those the worst affected areas?
They were the biggest areas, Jerry. Yeah, they're the areas with the biggest number of customers out. We're obviously aware that there are single or let's say tens of customers in other areas that we will work on afterwards once we get the bigger numbers back. But I'd just like to remind our customers, Jerry, if they have any doubts or if they want to know when their power will be back, a good place to check is powercheck.ie. Of course, as the storm is progressing and as things change throughout the day, restoration times will be updated on that website, and it's a good place to check when the power will be restored in any area.
Yeah, and would you be hopeful to get the majority back today, or how much,
like,
I know other counties,
Jerry,
are under pressure as well?
Yeah, look, nationally we have over 200,000 customers out, so we didn't fare too badly in Kerry. We did sustain a lot of damage earlier on, but we managed to get them back. It's a bit early to say at the moment, Jerry, if we will have customers out overnight. The likelihood is we probably will, but we are working very hard to get the majority of those customers back as soon as possible. What I would like to say, Jerry, is look, just as the day is improving and the wind has calmed down and people start getting out and about, what I would do, like to say, just remind our customers, if they do come across a fallen line on the ground or if they have any suspicions about the network, just to stay safe, stay clear of the network, assume that the network is live, don't go near it, don't touch it, and report any damage that they see to 1800 372 999. So that's 1800 372 999.
Okay, so and don't try and sort something out yourself locally. Just
absolutely
stand back,
not. Yeah, okay. Stand back, stay clear. If necessary, stay in the area to keep other people away from the danger, but don't go near the lines.
Okay, Ona Sheehan, emergency line as well, and your advice, I imagine, would be similar for people who come across fallen trees, not to try and tackle it themselves, but to make you aware.
Absolutely, yeah. Even since about 7 o'clock this morning, our emergency line has been receiving calls, and that's because people obviously were heading out during daylight hours now this morning, where some of the issues are only emerging. But obviously, absolutely, yes, the advice is if there is a fallen tree or debris on a road, to please leave it to the people who are skilled and experienced and trained in dealing with these issues. And if there are problems arising, please give us a call on 066 718 3588. Or send us a message on our social media platforms, and we'll be able to attend to those issues. It was, as I said yesterday, even though there was only a yellow warning in effect for the first couple of hours, we can see the extent of the damage. I know there's a lot of debate and discussion sometimes about people being weary about these weather warnings, but we can see really the reality of what can occur.
The severity. I was going to ask you that. Like, and look, you know, hindsight's a great thing, but would there be a situation whereby, you know, the issue would be perhaps maybe it should have been an orange warning earlier in Kerry with the severity? But even at that, and unfortunately, two people did die in this storm across the country. But even at that, the warnings being in place, the fact that it was going to be an orange warning, all right, it was a Sunday, so less people out for work, perhaps, maybe thankfully, but that whenever there are warnings, yellow going to orange, then you need to err on the side of caution when you're preparing.
You do, yes. Well, as I often say, Kerry County Council isn't Met Éireann and doesn't forecast the weather, but obviously what we do is we take the advice and warnings from Met Éireann and take them very seriously, because they have a devised a sophisticated system that, you know, provides for, if you like, a sort of graded level of warnings that people can react to as necessary. But I suppose the point I'm making is that, you know, people, even though they may be weary of warnings, and they're obviously occurring with great frequency at this time of the year, be it during the ice and snow we had last week, or during storms like this, that warnings are there for good reason, and that if everybody heeds those warnings and acts appropriately and acts with with due caution on the roads and as they're out and about, it does ensure hopefully that we can escape without any injury or perhaps worse, as has happened in other parts of the country overnight and yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and a caller in here, and more a question from Ed Aaron, Eddie, saying, look, why wasn't Kerry upgraded to red, especially around the Tralee area? Had to drive in that yesterday for work, and it was scary, says Eddie. So that is a question. But then, if it's an orange or a red, you'd be asking the question, is it really necessary to work, or can you delay it, or can you avoid it, if possible?
Yes, the advice from Ed Heron is it's only in a red warning where people should stay indoors and not travel. But, you know, even in orange warnings and yellow alerts, we know here in Kerry that, you know, a very windy day can cause as much damage in a yellow situation as it does in an orange. You know, the alerts that are issued by Met Éireann are based on the best information they have to hand. Our own crews and engineers are dealing with, you know, information that they have locally in terms of responding to issues that come up locally, but you know, the advice remains that where there is a storm which had been forecast for a couple of days, that people just need to decide whether it's essential to travel or whether it's essential to do what they need to do, and to wait till things blow over. I know that's not possible for everybody in all cases, but we're well used now to the weather warning system, and I just think people need to heed that advice and to deal with the public safety, or to address the public safety messages that local authorities provide on foot of those warnings, so that we can get through all of these adverse weather situations without any major incidents.
And we're hearing on there may be another yellow weather alert for weather tomorrow, so that's something to factor in for people as well.
Yeah, for sure. There's just, I know there's a tree down there now just in the last while on the Killarney-Killorden Road near Beaufort Bridge. So there still will be issues arising today, I'd say, over the couple of hours that are ahead of us. But yes, there are likely to be further warnings, I understand, in the next couple of days. But hopefully nothing as bad as we've had over the last 24 hours, which certainly caused as much damage and created as many incidents as any of the storms of recent years.
Yeah, and that is the consideration. Okay, Owen, listen, we're going to leave it there. Finally, your crews, do you expect them to be out there for the rest of the day working on the cleanup?
Certainly for a couple of hours. I mean, in fairness to our hardworking crews who, you know, once they do get a report of an issue, it's dealt with very speedily, and they've gone to great effort even since daybreak this morning to clear issues, and we would like to just acknowledge the hard work that they did in a very, very adverse circumstances yesterday, and we'll continue to do so this morning. But if anybody comes across any issue on the roads particularly, please let us know, and you can be sure of a prompt response from council personnel when it's safe to do so.
Yeah, okay, and that emergency number again for Kerry County Council, any problems, the 9 is 066-718-3588. That's 066-718-3588. My thanks to Owen O'Shea of Kerry County Council and to Sean Scanlon, Area Manager for Kerry with ESB Networks, both council crews and ESB crews. Busy out there today for a good few hours today as well as the cleanup continues. Let us know what the situation was like in your area. How do you feel about how the warnings were handled? Did they work by and large and keep the majority of people safe from any serious harm? Despite the fact, of course, nationally, two people did die, one in Mayo, one in Louth, in vehicles during the stormy conditions yesterday as Storm Isha blew across the country. Give us your thoughts on that.